Well, Paul Fletcher is here. He is the Federal Minister for Communications. Minister, welcome to PM.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
The Prime Minister says no one should be above the law. I mean, that's clearly a red herring, isn't it? Journalists are not talking about being above the law. They're talking about the public right to know. Why is the government trying to deflect journalists' concerns?
Well, it is important that everybody's subject to the rule of law, including journalists and, of course, including the Australian Federal Police.
But that's not what's being talked about here by journalists, Minister.
Well, I make the point that the search warrants that were executed in June at the home of a News Corporation journalist and at the ABC are now the subject of legal challenges by the ABC and by News Corp. That's entirely their legal right. And what that demonstrates is that the Australian Federal Police needs to comply with the law in executing search warrants, and that they are subject to the rule of law, as we all are. Now, look, it's very important that we have a free press. It's a bedrock principle in a democracy. But the right to publish has always been subject to a range of considerations, matters like the law of defamation, which says that you can't print something that will be seriously damaging to somebody's reputation, restrictions on publishing something that would compromise somebody's right to a fair trial. And of course, there have always been in this country, as in other countries, national security limitations on what can be lawfully published. And that goes to the reality that there is information known to the Australian government that it's important stays confidential in the interest of protecting public safety.
But, Minister, we have three journalists currently under threat of criminal prosecution for doing their jobs. Whistleblowers and lawyers are also legally threatened for revealing truths that governments clearly wanted to keep secret. Why should Australians not be suspicious that you're maintaining a system, as our guests just heard, describing as a slippery slope, as secrecy being the default, that works for government but doesn't work for voters?
Well, I think the first point is that these laws have been made by a democratically elected parliament. I think the second point is that what the Prime Minister has said is we're always open to seeing if the balance between the freedom of the press and national security can be improved. And that is precisely why the Attorney General has referred this matter to the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security. That committee, a committee of democratically elected politicians from both sides, from both major parties, is charged with looking at, in practical terms, how the work of journalists interacts with these various laws and whether there are recommendations that committee would make to government as to any changes that ought to be made. So that committee is going through a very thorough and detailed process, and it will report to the Parliament late next month. And then, of course, the government will consider its recommendations.
Whistleblowers can currently be jailed for long periods. We heard Damien Cave there mentioning that, it's a crime to share information without lawful reason, has been for a long, long time. And we're talking most recently about issues like the possible commission of war crimes by Australian soldiers being revealed, terrible mismanagement in aged care in this country. These are issues that the journalists and the media outlets are highlighting. In those cases in particular, do you think the law has proved to be too threatening?
Well, I think there is always a balance. The relevant provisions of the Crimes Act, which were referred to there and which have been in place since 1914, deal with the duty of a Commonwealth official to keep information obtained by that official in the course of his or her work confidential. And that has been in the law for a long time. Now, I make the point that when changes to those provisions were introduced just last year, there is a specific provision that's been put in Section 122 of the Criminal Code, which now establishes a new defence for journalists, where a journalist reasonably believes that his or her work was in the public interest. So the weighing up of these competing considerations is something that occurs in any democracy, but the mere fact that that legislation was passed last year shows that this government remains alive to continually weighing up whether we have that balance right, and that's why we've referred it to the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security.
Indeed, and that committee's doing its work, as you say, but there are, 80-odd anti-terror laws, which journalist Brian Toohey has today talked about being draconian. Do you think that it is time, notwithstanding the work that committee's doing, is it your sense that it is time that Australia has a root and branch rethink about the risks that this creeping sort of authoritarian style of legislation is posing to the public's right to know?
Well, the point I make is that our government has referred this matter to the Parliamentary Committee. That's not the only thing we've done since these concerns were raised with the government. And I've certainly, as Communications Minister, sat in meetings along with the Attorney General, with leaders of the media sector. I've sat in meetings with the Prime Minister, with leaders of the media sector. So we are listening to the issues that the sector and journalists are raising with us. You've seen the Home Affairs Minister give a direction to the Australian Federal Police as to how they are to conduct themselves in circumstances where an investigation potentially involves executing a search warrant against journalists.
Minister, if I can just interrupt there briefly, because we haven't got a lot of time. Those assurances from the Home Affairs Minister and the Attorney General are really just assurances from a politician. That does not protect Australians from the overreach of ministers or governments who may choose to overreach, because the legislation lets them do so.
Well, in fact, the status of that direction by the Minister for Home Affairs, that has a specific status under the legislation that the Australian Federal Police works under. And similarly, the Attorney General has given a direction to the Director of Public Prosecutions that no prosecution of a journalist in relation to the specified provisions of the relevant national security legislation can occur without the prior consent of the Attorney General. So that's specific immediate action we've taken. At the same time, we will await the report of the Parliamentary Joint Committee and we'll carefully consider what their recommendations are.
Minister, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Minister Paul Fletcher, Federal Communications Minister.